Utah state lawmakers ramped up their fight with Governor Gary Herbert today over the special election to fill Congressman Jason Chaffetz's seat. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
At issue is whether the governor overstepped his legal authority when he called for a special election on November 7th to fill the soon-to-be-vacant 3rd Congressional District seat. Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes decided to discuss the matter in a rare joint caucus meeting for both Democratic and Republican members of the House on Tuesday at the state capitol.
We do not want the public that we serve to think that this is petty bickering between political parties or the legislature versus the governor.
Hughes said the decision of the governor and lieutenant governor to outline the process for the special election without first consulting lawmakers had left them vulnerable to legal challenges. Hughes also took issue with the governor blocking the Utah Attorney General's office from issuing its own legal opinion on the validity of the election.
I'm going to tell you, representatives, this is not grandstanding. What the Attorney General described as its role has gone unchanged since 1898.
Democratic Minority Leader Brian King took it a step further, questioning the professionalism of the governor's office and how it handled the matter.
The governor took the low road here when he or his staff contacted the AG and said, if you release that opinion, we'll file a bar complaint.
But Governor Herbert's Deputy Chief of Staff, Paul Edwards, strongly denies King's characterization.
Yeah, there's no validity to the charge that there was some sort of intimidation or threat made about the legal ethics of the Attorney General's office or, you know, attorneys therein.
Lawmakers acknowledge their hands may be tied at this point, but Hughes promised to bring the issue of congressional vacancies back during next year's legislative session. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.